Radio Pulpit 657 AM, your daily companion.
Lalela ukuze uzothola ukukhanya ebumnyameni. Thola i-app yethu manje. Ungangena ku radiopulpit.co.za futhi ungasithola ku DStv Audio 882 kanti na ku OpenView 607. Siyatholakala Radio Pulpit, umngani wakho imihla ngemihla.
The Pitch Your Business competition brings value to entrepreneurs all over South Africa and Africa through vital online business training. With marketing exposure to the value of 1 million rand up for grabs, the winner walks away with promotional exposure valued at 500,000 rand, along with crucial in-depth mentorship.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
I'm talking to Bandile Mbono Dlamini from Swaziland, and he's manufacturing organic skincare products. Good day to you. How are you?
I'm good, ma'am. How are you this very morning?
I'm blessed of the Lord. Wow, welcome. Can you clearly describe your product offering?
Okay. Thank you so much for the opportunity to call me for this wonderful session with you. Basically, I'm Bono Dlamini. I'm the co-founder and the managing director currently for an Swazi-owned SME known as Dimensional Systems, Pitwa LCT. As we've just elaborated, we are based in Swaziland, and we are into the cosmetic and beauty industry, but we are specializing in the manufacturing of 100% organic skincare product that are currently trading in the market as the VNN Herbal. So at the moment, we have the VNN Herbal bath soap, which is a fantastic organic bath soap made with organic inputs such as the aloe with the coconut oil, castor oil, infused with the aloe and thyme extract. There is no synthetic input or chemical additives into our product. Our product is not just organic. It also has manifested medicinal benefits to the skin, like fighting acne, itchy skin, and fighting pimples and blackheads and blemishes. Relatively, we are gradually dominating the market. The brand, we are creating a very clear and firm print for our brand, which is the VN Helper Soap. And currently, we are using the retailers in Eswatini. And fortunately enough, last year, by this time, we were only supplying only 4 stores in the 4 regions of Eswatini. But we are talking today because with the continuous and excess customers' feedback, we have been able to move from only 4 stores, and now we are supplying over 25 stores in Eswatini. And we are gaining an attraction from South Africa, especially in the Mpumalanga province. Customers, they are willing to test what is made here in Eswatini, made with organic inputs. So our target market is relatively happy with the product. And in South Africa, already have some firm agreements. We are supplying our 4 stores in South Africa, which is in Malela and in Esprit, Witbank and Middelburg. And other states and other provinces, they are loving to take in the product, especially the stores on those locations.
All right. So please clearly indicate the need your product addresses.
Okay. So let me just take it back, because the concept, it only started in 2020. Mm. The pandemic, as much as the pandemic, it took us by storm. But this was the launch of this product, because we went to a research, especially into our location where, because we are based in Swaziland in Manzini region. Uh-huh. So there was a study that was undergone between September and October 2020, when we discovered that we did a survey around town in the CPD of Eswatini, estimated to be over 500,000 residents in that location. So according to our research that we took the survey, we have discovered that in every 100 of females between the age of 13 to 38 years of age, in every 100 of them, 45 of those females, they suffer from 2 or 3 skin disorders. So you can agree with us that looking at the size of the market just only in Swatini, our potential domestic market size is approximately over 300,000 citizens. So, and people now, they are gradually moving to a state that they want to have a healthy skin. They want to have products that are easy to use. They want products that are organic, products that are not just organic, but having the healing benefits. And our product, as I've just said, is made of organic inputs, aloe, castor oil, and thyme extracts. They possess essential antibacterial and exfoliating agents that are not synthetic, but organic, that are able to bring those medicinal benefits to the skin, like fighting acne, removing pimples, removing blemishes. And there is something that we were not expecting. But the females, or the males and females between the age group of 13 to 18 years of age, which is the adolescent stage, they are facing the hormone imbalance in their skin. Their body is releasing so much oil, and they are relatively the ones that are being attacked by the skin problems. So for our product, we've came there to apply to bring a product that is relatively available, easy to access in superstores, and secondly is relatively affordable in price, and thirdly is an organic product. So there's no fear that I'm going to have a lightener, I'm going to have bleach my skin, but it's just organic, easy to use, and really available and affordable at the same time.
Earlier on, you spoke about your target market, but who is the primary target market for the product?
Is it just
the young ones that you spoke about, you know, those that are still growing in their teen years?
Okay. For us, for our main target market are females. Relatively just females between the age of 15 to 38 years of age, because we've discovered that the skin problems that I've said, they start at early as 13 years of age, because where the hormones start to develop, and when the hormones start to develop, skin problems like pimples, blemishes, they start to appear on adolescent teenagers. So the skin problems, usually for other people, even if they pass, they surpass the adolescent stage, they're in their early 20s, late 20s, even in their 30s, they still suffer from what happened in their teenagers, or suffer from skin problems like pimples, acne. So relatively, our target market are females between the age of 14 to 40 years of age, because these are the people that are concerned about their skin, they are concerned about their health, and these people, they don't want a lot of product. You have to apply X product after putting T product after T hours. You just want a single product that they can use on a daily basis, that is straightforward, and that can perform what we claim or what we say our product can do. And that is readily and easily accessible, because as much as your product can be good, it has to be easily accessible for the end user to get it and to consume it. And that's what Africa's as an enterprise.
Wow, this is like really awesome. But there are so many other products that are organic for the skin care in that line. So, but what is your unique selling proposition, Mbono?
Okay. So our unique selling proposition is that we are selling a product that is good for three skin types at the moment: for sensitive skin type, oily, acne-prone skin, and dry skin. So these are, we've discovered that most of the brands that in most of the brands that are already in the marketplace, they are not satisfying this type of people that are struggling with the oily, with the dry skin and the acne prone skin type. And our product, we have packaged it and we've presented it to the customer in simple range. It's just a bar soap. A bar soap, you just use it in the morning, in the evening, consistently. You just use that. There are no lots lengthy procedures that you have to take X product, put it on your skin, wait for T hours, remove X product, apply Y product. There's not that lengthy process, because as the young people, we want something fast, something quick. I go to the bathroom, I put in a product, I wash it, I cleanse it, I'm done. There's no work. You don't deserve to go and work, because your 9-to-5 is enough for you to work. So there's no need to go and work if you're going to take a shower. So for us, it's to produce products that are coming in few numbers per range. And secondly, as an organic bar soap, they are easily accessible, because we have noticed that organic bar soap, they are, as much as you can see a product maybe on social media or someone can market to you, where do I get it after? I have to call you. I have to find a way. No, people, they want it easy. Let me just get the product, love the product, go to the nearest retailer, the nearest store, nearest farmers, and get the product without interacting with you as the seller. So that is, again, we are providing convenience to the customer that, look, we are producing a product that is working for you. And if you want to come back, and we are relatively sure that you're going to come back and buy more, go to the nearest store, purchase this product, and go and use it. And at the most, it is readily available and it is affordable to meet your tight budget as the end customer or as the end user for a product.
Mbono. But which resources are required to offer your product?
Okay. For now, I would say because we're a team of 20 young entrepreneur, young people, we're a team of 20 people and we have the top five management out of the 20. Currently, I serve as the general manager for the company. We have a finance, we have an HR, we have a marketing manager, we have a productions manager who are into place. And we have a fantastic marketing team because for us, we've discovered that the cosmetics and beauty industry is a very tight industry. There are many bigger players on the game that have been there for years and they have created a credibility for their brands. So for us, it's to have a very strategic and effective way to penetrate the market. For now, we were able to understand where is our target market, where do they spend time in getting more understanding of things that are happening globally. And thank you so much to social media. Shout out to Facebook, shout out to Instagram, shout out to TikTok. That is where our customers, that's where our commercials, I'll call them our commercials, our ads, we are running to the customers. So with the team we have aggressively taken we've made the brand to be aware by our target market. And as we're continuing as a brand, because now I'm just talking to you that we want to get into the retailer space. For now, we are supplying these small informal stores in Eswatini. And our focus is to penetrate these franchise stores, Dis-Chem, Clicks, ShopRite, Pick and Pay, Spar. You can name those retailers. And for us to penetrate that market is to create some formal document for us. So for us, for now, the resources that we need is capital. A capital, not just capital, but capital to take our product and to be accredited by the SABS standards and the IOS standards. Because these retailers, they are happy with the product, but they want some certification by certain institutions that are globally recognized. So a capital injection of 100,000, it can enable our business to get this certification and start the process of making, start the process of getting this certification. Because getting a certification is not a one-day tournament that you submit your samples and tomorrow they're tested. No, because these people, they understand your product. Okay, this person, he has to have a certain production line, people into place, a proper production line with having a production capacity into place. So we need a capital injection of 100,000 to get those standards in SABS and ISO standards. And we need a capital injection of 50,000 to introduce the automation in the production line. And we need a capital injection of 50,000 to pump into marketing, because for our focus as a business, or our primary fundamental element for us is to increase the demand. Let the production be driven by the demand for our product. So there should be no endless in marketing campaigns, running of sponsored ads in our Facebook, Instagram, and introducing commercials in certain aspect or space to reach our target market aggressively, because we're into a competitive industry. And we need a capital injection of 100,000 just to purchase the raw materials in larger quantities. And fortunately enough, we have suppliers in South Africa that are understanding that we're an SME and they're relatively meeting our needs. Even they come to a point that they even give us the packaging. That, okay, as much as you're an SME, we understand that you cannot purchase these certain volumes and we are going to repackage for you. And they're just supporting. They're just supporting. Shout out to suppliers in South Africa, understanding the upcoming brands that are available in Africa. So for us, with all this input collectively, because this capital we are looking at capital of 300,000 in total. Mm-hmm. And with this input, it's going to enable us as an enterprise to start producing 400 bars of this VNN hair soap per day. And we are estimating the production, because the production cost is very tight for us as an enterprise, because now it has escalated by 30% because of the changes, the inputs, the inflation, and why not. So with this capital injection, it's going to enable us to push it and decrease by 20%, mm-hmm. and enabling us to report average sales not less than 140,000 K per month. Mm. So on this capacity, with this 300,000 invested into our business, going to enable us to take this quantity and supply, because in Swaziland for now, we have retailers that are willing, and ShopRite is willing to look into brands that are wanting that are expecting ShopRite to list them on their stock. Mm. And they are trying to make the penetration more flexible, and they're trying to, for us, is to build the demand, build increase the production capacity, and so that when times like this they settle up, we have the ability to supply and to run without any disturbance or insufficiency in the process.
Mm. Bueno, this is amazing. Thank you so much for talking to us today, and we wish you all the best in the PTO business. I love your energy. I love how you're presenting and telling us more about you, what you do. You really love what you do, hey?
Thank you so much. I think entrepreneurship, ma'am, because in this competition, uh-huh. let me just be clear, in this competition, so much we have learned, especially with the template that we're given, understanding the fundamental elements of the business. Because as an entrepreneur, especially as an African entrepreneur, mm. you're focusing on the product, just the product, mm. whereas the business is not just the product. And with the business canvas template we're given, I was shocked, understanding that there are so many blind side or blind spot ahead in terms of the vision of the business. Because when analyzing the business canvas, mm. it gives us the understanding that there are a lot of things or certain elements that we can incorporate into the business at the moment and increase the growth of the business without maybe looking for external help or doing whatever, but just focusing on what you have. Play around with the business model, ensure that it is working for you, and think the future, not short term. Think the future. Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Mbono.
Okay. Yeah. Other thing we've discovered in business or in most mistake that is done by African entrepreneurs is to conduct your enterprise as a one-man show. You can't run everything, do everything. You need to have a team, number one. Number two, you need to be connected with very strong institutions that are into empowerment of entrepreneurship in your various country or state. And fortunate enough, we are where we are today, moving in this space as an enterprise, not because we are much better than others, but we are connected to institutions like shout out to Royal Science and Technology Park that are assisting us in product research and development, and shout out to Juno Achievement Eswatini. Mm. Shout out to Juno Achievement Eswatini. They are coaching us, mentoring us, ensuring that there's no failure in the business, no room for failure, and connecting us to partners, global partners, government partners mm. that are available. So my advice to entrepreneurs, connect yourself with relevant institutions. You can grow. And I can't
never
wait.
Be an island. Also, never be an
no
island.
No man is an island. No man is an island. Yes.
Gulungile Mbono, thank you so much. Angazi Mbono bega tusweini earlier, and he was like, I'm not calm. But you're so calm. Thank you so much for the awesome talk we just had to you. And again, all of the best in the PTO business competition. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you so much. And I think, please, guys, go and follow on Facebook page VNN Helper and Instagram VNN Soap. It is a fantastic soap. It is a super soap. It is a nice soap. Yeah.
Thank you.
Radio Pulpit 657 AM, your daily companion through thick and thin. Download our mobile app or visit radiopulpit.co.za.
We understand that as a young person, you face many challenges that threaten both your safety and mental well-being. And in this fast-moving world, you don't always have someone to talk to. That's why I Am Youth has joined hands with Child Protection Hotline to give reliable and accessible counseling to young people. So send a WhatsApp text, SMS, or call the number 076-037-6345 to get help today. We believe that you are worth it.
The Pitch Your Business competition brings value to entrepreneurs all over South Africa and Africa through vital online business training. With marketing exposure to the value of 1 million rand up for grabs, the winner walks away with promotional exposure valued at 500,000 rand, along with crucial in-depth mentorship.
Plug in, feel the pulse on Heart to Heart with Sibongile Mofokeng on Radio Pulpit.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.